From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Horse Traders. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio, show number 510. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Horse Traders. The Horse Traders are hitting the road armed with some great tunes from their 2015 release called Take It and their very latest release, I Don't Mind. The Horse Traders are Patrick Stanley on vocals, electric and acoustic guitar, Travis Egner, vocals, electric and steel guitar, Brandon Mooney, vocals, electric bass guitar, and Jeremy Wood Roberts, vocals and drums. Please give a Red Barn welcome to the Horse Traders.
This next song is it's called Sunday Drive. It's a song I wrote for my girlfriend at the time, who fortunately turned into my wife. I like to think maybe because of this tune. Gaslight's been glowing for miles, but I hope there's some left. Cause I can't bear to wake her just to tell her that we ain't home yet.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with the Horse Traders. Here's Brad.
This is a unique challenge. You're playing an acoustic guitar. One of the guys here is saying you typically are holding on to an electric.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit different. I'm used to hearing myself a little, you know, a little louder, and it feels like you're rocking a lot harder on an electric guitar than an acoustic. But yeah, I mean, it's fun to explore the different dynamics of the songs. Even practicing for something a little bit more stripped down, you know, you hear things you wouldn't have heard otherwise, and you get to accent things, and it's fun to be able to play with the songs.
Is there somebody, Patrick, in particular, who in your youth really encouraged you as a singer?
As a singer?
Yeah.
No, not so much as a singer. You know, sang in the congregation in church and stuff like that. It wasn't really until I started writing songs that I really decided to sing in front of people.
For you, it was as an adult that you really sort of found a voice and the comfort and freedom to sing out?
Yeah, I'd say so. Learning to be loud, I guess, or singing with a full voice is not something that I've even done till, you know, the past couple years, that, you know, that I found that I'm comfortable doing. So, yeah, it's a relatively recent discovery, I guess.
Yeah, doing a nice job.
Thank you.
Down, it's cold. There ain't no way.
you know, particular sort of musical epiphanies you had at some point in time that, hey, this is really a direction I want to go, or someone in particular who really influential for you? Travis, you want to start it off?
I lived in Nashville for 10 years, and my musical tastes and influences changed. It's strange as it is to say, almost immediately after moving there. Before moving there, there were things that I was into that I'm still into now, you know, Amy Mann, some things like that. But once I got down there and sort of got to see players doing the Nashville thing, the fast telly pickers and the bluegrass guys, and my taste changed so dramatically, I would say within 6 months of being there. And just meeting a bunch of players and playing with a bunch of different players and just getting a taste of, you know, their influence. I grew up with everything from my parents listening to anything from Stevie Wonder to the Oak Ridge Boys to my dad was a big fan of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And Jeff Hanna is actually a guy that I got to know a little bit when I was in Nashville. So it was really neat putting that face to what I'd heard since I was a kid. Really strange that I had to move to Nashville to hear the music that had been around me my whole life, you know, with bluegrass and all that stuff. But I guess I just didn't, you know, I when I started playing guitar, I did what every kid does, and I wanted to play, you know, heavy, fast, you know, kind of music.
Yeah.
Started playing Metallica, of course, you know, that's what you do. All your fundamentals are in Metallica.
Thanks, Travis.
I don't mind sleeping diagonal in bed, pulling the covers up over my head, sleeping on noon. I don't mind not having a curfew at 30 years old, having to do what I am told. I don't mind. Trouble we used to get in before you were mine. I keep telling myself I'll be fine on my own.
Brandon, you care to share?
Mine's kind of the typical story. I was in high school. Well, my dad was a bass player when he was younger through his teens and early 20s. Played in weird Jimi Hendrix cover bands and CCR cover bands and stuff. My dad had an awesome record collection when I was a kid. So it kind of influenced that way, but I didn't really ever start playing until I was in high school. And then just, like I said, the typical, I thought it was cool, you know? So I bought a guitar from a buddy for $40 that had a giant 4-inch crack across the back of it and learned how to play it one summer, and then got a little bit more serious a year or two later, and then I think kind of just developed from there. Started playing in indie rock bands and stuff when I got a little bit older, and I don't know that I ever initially thought I would be playing bass in a band. Realistically, I don't ever think I thought I would play bass in a band, but I'm super glad that it happened, and you know, a big fan of this kind of music, and I was always a real big fan of Patrick's songs in general, and seeing Travis and Wood before Patrick was even playing with them, I would go to Horse Trader's shows, so it's kind of a weird full circle moment to be now I play with them after going to pay to see all their shows all the time. Now I get to do it for free.
So you would say that Travis is maybe your biggest musical inspiration?
I think all three of you are.
Aww.
That's a nice story, Brandon. Thanks.
Pa told me, son, it ain't right to be lonely. So stay close to Jesus. Find a good girl, cause the nights will get long. And the bottles dry empty, the paychecks run out, those arms be worn. So I took his advice and I worked all through college. I fell in love once, but she walked out the door and the nights got long. And the bottle's dried empty, the paychecks run out, so I called to the Lord. But I got no reply from the pews or the bedside. Who knows if he'd listen? He'd just gotten bored, so I turned back to the bottle. Whiskey and moonshine, woke up each morning, laid out on the floor. Till she found me one night, passed out in the moonlight, half on the steps, half on the porch. She said, boy, you look tight, come in for a while. I still ain't left her, and now we got a boy. So I tell my son, it ain't right to be lonely. So stay close to Jesus and find a good girl, cause the nights will get long. And the bottles dry empty, the paychecks run out, but those arms will be warm. Cause I tell my son, it ain't right to be lonely. So stay close to Jesus and find a good girl, cause the nights will get long. And the bottles dry empty, the paychecks run out, but those arms will be warm.
We don't have that many opportunities to speak to drummers on Red Barn Radio, so you've got the floor.
Honestly, to get into music, I was probably watching Hee Haw reruns with my grandparents when I was a little kid, and seeing Buck Owens with that red, white, and blue guitar, and I was like, I want to do that. It kind of went from there, and then anything that I could make noise on, cool. And I'm still like that, because sometimes I get stuck working in a kitchen and the other people get annoyed with me because I've got whisks and banging on pots and pans and everything else. And they're like, why don't you do some work? I'm like, nah.
This dude, we were
just
on tour.
Just going to bang on the drum all day.
We were on tour and he bought an electric kazoo.
Sorry? Yes, I did.
An
in
electric
this town.
Kazoo. Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like an annoying
anything
thing
you can
in
make
the bus.
Noise with. Anything you can make noise with.
I have, actually have a whole suitcase full of contraptions over here.
Yeah, there's a whole...
What do you got in the suitcase?
Several tambourines and other ethnic instruments. Like, I'll just shake the box for you. You can kind of get a flair for probably what's inside of
you
it.
You got, like, gourds and stuff dried?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff in there.
Are you going to put any of those at play in tonight's program?
Yeah, we got this thing right here that's another African instrument, but it's supposed to be, like... goat toes or goat hooves.
Yeah, so right. I'm familiar with that.
These are fake, but yeah, they got a nice little rattle to it.
Can you incorporate that in the next song?
Actually, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's in there.
That'd be great. What a coincidence.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Horse Traders, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.